Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Cash. Love it.
Hate it.
Coming up in 1 hour's time, he joins us every Thursday to give us his picks for the week. Last week was very out of pocket.
Well, we were out of pocket.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, Cash just did a professional job.
He's a very professional fellow there. He gives you the picks. He's very business-oriented. And then last week was really, though, the most out of pocket we've been. So we'll see if he actually shows up. JK, LOL, yeah. He'll be here at 6:30.
No, he'll be here. It's always interesting to me to see when we get out of pocket what people respond and how they respond. Like Bill earlier today, Rabinowitz.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do with it a couple different times.
I think more often than not, people don't know how to handle when we're out of pocket. And it's like, just sit back and enjoy it, right? Because if you try...
Yeah, they're not going to get in trouble.
Unless you're naturally a out-of-pocket person.
Yeah.
You just sit back and just maybe chuckle a little bit. Oh, we'd like the Dan Orlovsky treatment, where everything Dan says on the NFL live show is like a like almost very, very similar to like how one watches fireworks, but with sports takes.
That's now, exactly what it is. Yeah.
Now it should be said that I want to make sure I bring this up.
Okay.
JR saying on Twitter, if Shador goes in at half, then this game has a shot at selling out due to the $5 halftime tickets.
Well, I do wonder that. Is there going to be... So the problem is that there's not people like waiting outside the stadium for like if Shador gets in to like run in and be like, let's go, bro.
You don't think the Shahongs are just... They just have
just go
like,
inside the stadium at that point. Now, do you think there will be Shador people there just with the idea that he could appear in this game?
I think if you're...
That's a reality for $6 a ticket.
If you're truly a member of the Shahive, what I think you have to do is you have to start tailgating at Browns games and you just sit outside. Like, while everybody else funnels in, you have to go watch that mess, but you stay close enough, right? You've rented the space, maybe cooking some dogs, and then you hear now in a quarterback Shador Sanders. So that way you can just run right up to
everyone
the stadium.
Just runs in. That's an insane thing to do.
Yep.
That's an insane.
It's like on Black Friday when they open up the doors
and people funnel in. And they trample each other.
Yes, that's what I want when Shador goes
all
in.
All for that Xbox, right?
Yep, all for that shot to say you were there with Shador's first NFL pass.
People don't do that. Black Friday isn't that way anymore, is it? I used to do that as a kid. We'd go, we'd line up, and then we'd go and do Black Friday. But I think, like, because of, is it digital? Cyber Monday? I think that's taken over everything.
I also think people just don't go to the store as much anymore.
Is that part of it, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
there
used to
people
be a real...
who still go hard in the paint on Black Friday.
Did you ever do that? You ever, like, wake up early and go do that? My mom would take us every year.
Once.
Every year we would do that.
When Vanessa and I first started dating, was trying to score some boyfriend points. She's like, she worked in retail at that point. She was like, will you just come hang out with me on Black Friday, because she had to get up at like 2 a.m. The store opened at like 3.
Was she working at the store?
Working at the store.
Okay.
And it stunk. Oh, I hated every. I hate the.
That was a hard ask from her, by the way. That's a hard ask.
It was a very busy relationship.
I know. It's the type of thing that you do in that. Yeah. Then, you know, when you're young that way.
Yeah, a little transactional. I'll do this if you do that. I don't know why I said that voice.
I don't know why either. It's okay though.
Went Fat Albert. Hey. Now
you have a lot more people there if you know ahead of time Shador is starting the game. You have a lot more people.
No. I think my point was actually. Whether the Browns, from the PR perspective, would rather Shador's first NFL action go right in the middle of a game without announcing it beforehand so that you would bypass some of the questions you'd get if you came out on a Monday and said, Shador starting on Sunday.
So if he shows up, by the way, in like the third quarter, or the start of the third quarter, there's an asterisk attached to that performance. That's not a full, you get the whole game. Now, there's a condition attached to this.
If he wins,
there's a condition
asterisk?
Attached to this, obviously. If he looks great, then screw the asterisks and we throw that aside. But like, if you get thrown in and you struggle for a half a football, or you just kind of look whatever, in those circumstances, we're going to need to pump the brakes just a little bit until you get a full game. You get to know you're the starter. He would have had no reps, anything.
I just don't like that. I don't like
I'm tilting it in my favor. I'm stacking the deck just a little bit.
It's a little chicken bleep. But it's not Paul DePodesta. His introductory press conference.
I'm letting you know where I stand before, if it does happen, because now you got all these people. Spencer's out there saying it, I guess. Mary Kay's out there saying it. You got all these people. I need you to know where I stand on this, okay? If he looks bad, it will be, I need a whole week. Give him an actual chance here. Give him a chance to not only, like, you know, I don't know, take practice reps. I think that's a reasonable ask.
What if it's like Dylan in his first start? Or not his first start. In
the Ravens game?
Against the Ravens game, where he did score a touchdown, but they still got the crap kicked out of him.
But again, what was that, like, two drives that he got?
Yeah, it was about two drives.
You know what I mean?
One of them's good, the other one's absolute house of cheeks. But by the way, you get the touchdown.
I know what Mary Kay said, and she's plugged in, and I get what Spencer said. I don't see this being reality, by the way. I really don't.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I really don't. Stefanski's going to go down with this ship.
Do you think it's a mistake? I know why I'm asking you a question. I don't think it's a mistake that we hear, hey, big game for the Ravens, big game for Dylan Gabriel, and you know, if he doesn't look good, we could see Shador.
On the same day, Jeremy Fowler in his mailbag thing on ESPN today had it out that Dylan Gabriel's got this long leash and he hasn't gotten any sense of urgency around Deshaun Watson.
Isn't that what you say right before you bench somebody? Isn't that the NFL owner vote of confidence?
No, I don't look at it that way. Not with this scenario. Because I believe them. I believe that they actually have given Dylan this long leash. I'm frustrated by the long leash. Yes. I'm very aware
except
of that.
Except with Dylan?
They've consistently shown a love for Dylan that has befuddled me the entire time. And so they've remained steadfast in that if they went away from a love for Dylan, that's the type of thing I gotta see it to believe it.
I think this is the easiest thing in the world. I think they've already done this once. Hey, you got the absolute holy crud kicked out of you. We're going to play Dylan in the second half so people talk about the touchdown. Now, it didn't work because there were no Gabriel Gobblers even in week two of the damn NFL season.
It was a blowout, too.
But
I mean,
I'll tell you right now, if you get blown out in this game and in the fourth quarter, you put Shador out there in the fourth quarter, no matter whether he looks good, bad, or in between, we're talking about Shador on Monday and
No, for sure we are. But I do want it almost like a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone from everyone here, okay? Like, if it looks great, then awesome. We'll talk about it. If it looks bad, then we have to do so with a little bit of qualifiers attached to
that. No one's going to do
that. It's not fair to judge somebody off one quarter.
I mean, people...
Off of one quarter in the... No.
Browns went to Dylan Gabriel, there were a lot of people talking about the one drive against Baltimore.
Yeah, but, I mean, we didn't lead the show on Monday about the one drive against Baltimore.
Because it was Dylan Gabriel.
Exactly right. So we're going to lead the show about one quarter about Shador.
The social media influencer quarterback who we've talked about as a third string and second string quarterback.
I'm not saying it's wrong, but we have to put it in proper context ahead of time and understand that if he gets in there in the fourth quarter, that man had no practice ahead of time with the number ones, like all these things that are up against it. Like, just... We got proper context.
This is
this
such
one.
A bless your heart moment.
Proper context.
Because you're
one.
Just trying to do. Raiders, you're
Raiders
trying to do
game,
the right thing.
Raiders game, you get the whole enchilada. You get all of it. The whole everything.
I promise you that I'm not saying you're wrong in how you're trying to approach this. I'm just telling you, no one will approach it the way you want to approach it.
And I'm preemptively getting angry at the lack of the approach.
Well, the problem is you've also admitted. The game doesn't matter unless he looks good, and then it matters.
No. It's not the game doesn't matter unless he looks good. It's the idea that he is to play one quarter, to play the fourth quarter, and to act as if that's some sort of actual. We can look at this and say he's good, he's not good, is ridiculous.
All right,
it is ridiculous.
All right, but that concept is ridiculous.
So
you think you're
going
to be able to pump your brakes if they're down 40-0 on Sunday? Shador goes in for the fourth. Bang, bang, bang. Two touchdowns on three drives. The third drive looks good, too.
No, but this is what I'm telling you.
Are you going to be able to say on Monday, yeah, it's just one quarter, guys. It was a lot of fun, but we got to hold our...
I haven't seen Dylan Gabriel do bang, bang, bang at all yet this year.
Oh, no, the
difference there is he'd be doing something that we haven't seen the quarterbacks do yet this year. I get to celebrate bang, 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 bang.
Easy there.
However many bangs you want to put it.
Easy there. It has been a minute for Papa Bear.
But like that's why there's a celebration attached to the good things that would happen. If he runs an offense and it looks like something we haven't seen yet this season, that's cause for celebration because he's overcoming the obstacles.
He
would be winning while overcoming the obstacles attached to this all.
You can see how somebody would say, it sure seems like if Shador plays well.
It makes a lot of sense
well,
in my head.
You're going to pop it up. If Shador does not play well, you're going to dismiss it entirely.
I told you that up front.
Well, no, but
we're starting on these reservations. So on Monday, you're not like, oh, this is shocking to me that Shador played a quarter.
Remember that over the weekend.
I need you to remember it now. And I need you guys to remember this now as well. I'm telling you right now, entering your first NFL game in the fourth quarter when you get zero reps throughout the week, not the right way to be like this
guy
has or
doesn't have. We don't know he got zero reps. How do we know on Sunday it doesn't come out, oh, he actually did have first team reps on Sunday?
You mean like they've changed the plan all week long?
Yeah, you mean like they changed? They could have changed it 3 weeks ago.
If they did, then it's curtains for Dylan Gabriel already, by the way.
It probably already is curtains for Dylan.
Which should be already. That's the problem with this, is that it should be.
My whole point in the Shador conversation is,
yeah,
it's no longer even about Shador. It's there's a lot of people just kind of being like, I wonder what that kid's going to look like and whenever he goes out there. And then there are people 1,000 miles above who are the Shahaters and the Shahive screaming about their own arguments that don't have anything to do with Shador.
Well, I'll tell you what.
So the whole point is it's impossible to have a genuine, like, even keel conversation. And you're a very genuine, even keel dude being like, there's really, he's got nothing to lose here. He's only got something to gain here.
Well, we're just holding off the evaluation until the Raiders game. That's all we're doing. We're holding off like the true,
unless
like,
he looks good.
Let's start these things. It's the bonus. You just get the, like, if you overcome those odds, then yes, you get the bonus attached to all that. But like, if people are wondering like why it feels like Shador Sanders fans aren't as like, hey, he needs to be out here. I'll tell you what, we're a worn down bunch, Nick. We are a worn down bunch.
Until he throws a tutty on Sunday.
I need that.
And
like,
that jersey is going to be back.
Like, I need air to breathe. I need that because it's been so long since we've even seen this guy play an NFL game that matters. And it's just, it is becoming exhausting to the point where it's like, I don't even know that he's going to see the field. Nonetheless, we're talking about halftime or third quarter or fourth quarter. Hell, you know what? Maybe that'll be my takeaway. If he plays the fourth quarter, all right, great. Doesn't matter what he does. Just the idea that Stefanski is willing to move off of Dylan Gabriel, that's the win. Now we're on to Las Vegas.
You are going to show up in the Shador jersey, and I'm not going to speak a single sound.
I'm like a week away.
Other than the show is back.
I'm like a week away from them not starting Shador to doing a Shador Sanders protest until he starts, where I wear that stupid jersey every day. That's what I'm gearing towards.
How can we
towards.
Get that closer?
Now, the problem with that scenario, and I've thought this through, problem with that scenario is if they don't play him at all in 2025, could I wear the same Shador jersey to work every day for like 365 days?
I think you could.
I think I could too.
Yeah.
I think you should.
I think you should start. I think you should start it now to make a point.
We're not there yet. Mary Kay says
tomorrow?
We might be weeks off in this whole thing. We're not there yet.
216-474-0092. Is Dylan Gabriel on in danger of being benched on Sunday? More on this and the noise for Shador. Where is it? Where's the noise for Shador? As there's noise for Shador. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We got our guest Cash coming up at about 40 minutes here. Math is hard for me, but Lima has been on a one-man mission to talk about the fact that nobody in the Browns organization is out here calling for Shedeur Sanders to start.
Yeah.
Is that a fair... I know usually they play pieces of our sound and then say we're saying things that we don't say. So I'm just making... Am I warmly quoting and accurately quoting what Lima's whole mission has been for about a month now?
We should have actually played like the fourth point he had on this and then been like, so that's what they were getting after. That would have made more sense for us.
The maid all along.
Yeah, but yeah, he's kind of been on this mission, and it's an interesting mission. I'll give him that. Like, I don't know why everyone seems so buttoned up, but everyone is really buttoned up on the belief that Dillon Gabriel's it, and Shedeur just, I guess they just don't talk about him.
Well, I think that leads us to this morning. Lima and Ken had Mary Kay on their show, and Lima asked point blank whether Mary Kay has heard of anyone in the locker room clamoring for Shedeur Sanders.
I have definitely not had that. Absolutely have had so much support for Dillon Gabriel, and guys really are rallying behind him and trying to understand that he is a developing rookie, just the same way Shedeur is going to be when he gets in there, and that they're trying to do everything that they can to play better for him. I'm sure people are curious to a degree, but no one has shared with me that they want Shedeur to get in there over Dillon right now. Kevin Stefanski has made it very clear to his football team what's going on right now with Dillon Gabriel and how they need to support him and what the plan is for getting better around him. So I think the messaging has been good enough that people understand what's going on. And I'm not hearing those whispers and seeing those things going on behind the scenes in the building.
Now, it should be said that I believe what Mary Kay is saying. Mary Kay is one of the most, is the beat reporter in town that everybody trusts when she says something.
Yeah.
I'll also say, I think one thing the Browns have done incredibly well under these guys is have the guise of professionalism, meaning like Andy Dickerson gets demoted and gets demoted out of Cleveland entirely. We didn't hear about it for several weeks afterwards. I think back to Jadeveon Clowney screaming in the locker room and saying, so we heard about the screaming in the locker room. We didn't hear Jadeveon Clowney refuse to go in on anything but third downs because he was jealous of Myles Garrett for 6 weeks after.
Right.
So they're very buttoned up with their messaging. They've done a great job of eliminating all the leaks that used to make Sundays so much fun for us as we were wondering who's going to leak what to the national media. I also think the players have done a great job of sticking to the team message. That doesn't mean that any of the guys believe the message they're actually sending. How could they at this point?
How could they at this point is the answer I would want to find out, right? Like, how could they? There's 53 of them in there. You think they all are look at Dillon Gabriel and say, this is the answer? Like just use the pulse of the fan base for a second and think about only the people in that building believe in Dillon Gabriel and have no curiosity towards Shedeur Sanders. The people that, like, it doesn't add up.
And we probably should also reference Garrett Bush. Today,
our buddy G. Bush
said that he's gotten texts from players, from Browns players, that say,
"Yeah,
they're ready to see Shedeur."
Listen, I've known G for a million. We both have known G for a very long time, right?
I've known him longer.
Yeah, that's true. You have. I did 6 years of pregame shows with G. He has shown me numerous DMs from all sorts of different players on the Browns. Like the idea that he people are like, "Oh, those aren't real." It's like, people have been sliding into G. Bush's DMs for years on this stuff, okay? So, like I'm going to believe what he's saying there because he's got no reason to lie on this. And also, this has been happening for years with players. So, like, I do believe in what he's saying. And it just makes common sense as well, though, is the other reason why it's pretty easy to believe.
We also want to quickly reference Brad Stainbrook, another member of the Browns beat. He's got his own Substack. You can check this out. Where he had said effectively that they're on the coaching staff, there's a split of people who still believe in Dillon Gabriel and people who believe that maybe Shedeur would give them a better chance to win. Now, all this being said, I kind of find the whole thing to be on a false premise that Lima's putting out there because he's comparing it to Johnny Manziel versus Brian Hoyer, which is one of the most dysfunctional times ever. And by an organization that hadn't learned yet to button up all the many leaks we had.
Mm-hmm.
So just because players aren't saying it or leaking it to every single reporter, it doesn't actually mean it's not happening. It doesn't mean there actually isn't belief in Shador.
I mean, I just think about Jerry Jeudy, man. Like, Jerry Jeudy talked so much in Denver, and how they got him not talking at all now is they should do studies on this. The one job well done I will give Stefanski is that he really does seem to have a handle on making sure that not everything is just getting out right away and everything is just found out right away.
This goes back to my greater point that, like, quite frankly, the Shahaders and the Shahive are so far off the actual natural narrative that is right there to discuss with Shador. And to me, this is Lima, who I think has gotten some criticism from Deion Sanders Jr. previously. He's gotten a lot of people who have said a lot of mean things to him. And he's trying to create something there that I don't think is part of the conversation. I don't think, listen, even if every guy in that locker room wanted Shador Sanders to play, this is not the era you're going to find that out through the media. You're just not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not how they operate right now. And again, that, like, Lima's striking back at the hardcore Shador Sanders honks who are saying he looks better in practice and he looks this, that, and the other, instead of the actual conversation, which is, quite frankly, all right, have we seen enough of Dylan? And how much do we really need to see a Shador?
And my answer on that is that I've seen enough of Dylan, and I'd love to see more of Shador is the point. But even like with the practices, we mentioned that way. That's the part that confuses me. Like, we have no idea, zero idea how much time Shador is actually getting with this team. So it's like all these players are just convinced Shador can't play based off of what?
Yeah, especially when we've had Denzel come out and talk about how good Shador's looked. I know that was like
that was in
4 months ago.
Yeah, it was in June.
But like, we've had plenty of players come out and talk about,
like, Miles. If you just look at Miles' quotes on the quarterback this last week, and you don't have to be a genius to figure out when he all of a sudden defers and says quarterback direction has nothing to do with me, what he's trying to tell you. He's just not putting Shador's name on it. But when a player that has openly talked about the offensive side of the ball a ton, all of a sudden is taking the approach of, well, quarterback direction, it's got nothing to do with me. He's just trying not to make sure he just capsizes the team as they're going through a bunch of losses right now. That's all he's trying to do there.
Yeah, and this is actually, if you want to go back and look at Miles' previous conversations, anytime Miles has said, I play on the defense, that's not my risk, I can't control that, it's never really been a good thing about whatever incoming quarterback is.
He's got a strong disagreement about what's going on right now, and he doesn't want to put that out there at this point. And the other side of this is I feel like a lot of these players, this might sound bad one way or another, but they just don't feel like the fight is worth it.
Yeah.
And like, that stinks, because I'm sure Shador would love some more support in this scenario, but like, if you go out on a limb and you voice and you back everything for Shador, well, one, it makes it really awkward in front of Dylan Gabriel. That's not great. But number two, if Shador flames out and isn't good, then all of a sudden you just look like an idiot for disrupting everything in the locker room and then betting everything on a quarterback that wasn't actually worth it.
216-474-0092. Why aren't more teammates clamoring for Shador? Do you need to see some clamoring for Shador? Will that make you feel better about Shador or Dylan or anybody? A reminder for Browns fans that there is a sea of meh that might be awaiting you. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.